Episode 1190, The Art of Patience.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? I pray that you're not expecting the blizzard that seems to be coming through the mid part of the U.S. I pray that you actually have sunshine. And if you don't have sunshine outside your window, I pray that you're carrying the sunshine of joy in your heart. Today is Relationship Builders Day, and we're talking about marriage and the art of patience. For those of you who are brand new, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, love in your marriage is built on the art of patience. As the Bible says, love is patient, love is kind. That comes from 1 Corinthians 13:4. Now, why do you think it was written in that order? Because by human nature, we fall short. Therefore, no relationship will be perfect except for the baggage we bring each day for our own shortcomings. We all meet that perfection on a daily basis, unfortunately. But God challenges us. He is patient with us, so therefore what? He expects us to be patient in our own marriage. Love is patient. Love is kind. Now let's first paint a picture of what patience is not. Imagine you're listening to your spouse complain about something or just yelling at you directly. When all is said and done, you just walk out. Nothing said. Do you think that is patience? Now, some would say, yeah, that is patience, but actually, it is not mirroring the patience God shows us, what He models for us. Instead, we are told and encouraged and shown by God to listen with an empathetic ear in order to understand how our spouse is feeling on the inside. It's about their perspective, to understand what they're feeling. You might be saying, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. He has no right to speak to me in that tone of voice. He can't use those words. It's not right. It may not be right, but that is what we are to model and how we are to act, right? Love is a verb. It's action. And that action that we have to take on it is listening at times. Understanding from their perspective. Now, I know there is a difference from a disagreement and a heated discussion versus verbal abuse in a marriage. If you are being verbally abused in your marriage, then you need to make sure that you are in a safe place. You do not deserve to be spoken to that way. And so I really want you reaching out to someone within your community, within your church that you can confide in so you can be in a safe place, okay? But if you're the one who, you know, it's just the everyday tit for tat, the, oh my gosh, you know, things happen and you just yell and you have disagreements and arguments, whatever, that's called a relationship because we're not perfect, okay? That's what we're talking about here specifically. So understand that I understand there is a distinction between that. Verbal abuse, no, not okay. But we're not talking about verbal abuse. We're talking about our day-to-day interactions, our communication with each other. And when we're getting frustrated and whatnot, or they're getting frustrated and whatnot, we need to be respectful of our spouse. And we do that by showing them love by being what? Patient. Now, I got to tell you, you know me, I'm real and honest here. I experienced this a lot yesterday with my husband. He was raising his voice at me as we discussed a situation that was really not life or death, but it was urgent. It required us to take some immediate action, and it frustrated both of us. However, what I found myself in is I was trapped by taking his frustration with him and his tone of voice. It had that bite, and the volume was getting louder and louder. I took that on and internalized it as if what? He was yelling at me. Like he was saying, it's all your fault. You're not doing this right. And I had to stop for a minute. And I did. As he was continuing with his frustration and his talking, I did. I shut my mouth and I was like, okay, here, whoa, hold on. I said, Lord, help me just to listen. Help me to hear the issue truly. Where is he coming from? And I just began to listen with just an open mind. Finally, I realized, duh, it has nothing to do with me. Yes, he's frustrated that I can't solve the problem, but it's not about me not being able to solve the problem. It's more about the frustration about the situation that neither of us can solve. And so we're both stuck in the same boat, and we're all trying to figure it out. So why do we do that to the one we love? We do it all the time, don't we? Sometimes more often than what we care to admit. And then what happens, it becomes what? Normal. And that's how we communicate. And so your children say, oh yeah, mom and dad argue all the time. When really, they're not, or maybe they are, because it's normal. When you don't have patience, when you don't lead with patience, then your arguments can get more than heated. It can be destructive in a marriage. So, you know, I started thinking as we were in this heated conversation, I was like, you know what? He's really not mad at me. Yeah, I know his tone of voice is not real good. And for him to have that kind of bite to his tone, I'm the one who's got the real bite. I'm like the lion, you know, and the bear. The mama bear comes out in me. Whoa, stand back. And sometimes I can throw fire darts from my eyes. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that look that the moms can give. Yeah, I can give them. And the look the wife can give. Oh, I give them very well, unfortunately. And I think we all do. But it wasn't about me. It had nothing to do with me. But again, that was my take on it. So with my lack of patience, what happened ultimately? I became defensive. And that brought no quick resolution to the pressing issue. This is not love is patient. But unfortunately, it's an example that we all face in our marriages every single day. And some more than others. If you want to build a strong foundation in your marriage, you must master the art of patience. And that translates into listening with God's heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You have to listen with God's heart. Now, I actually went back and forth going, should I say listen with a godly heart or listen with God's heart? And I thought, you know what? He models to us. Exactly. We are to what? Live like he wants us to live, as he commands us to live. So we are to live with his heart, not our heart. So I left it like that. Your Kiss is listen with God's heart. Number one, shut your mouth, open your ears. Whoa, pretty firm there. Oh yes, I'm very firm. Shut your mouth, open your ears. Women especially, we like to talk too much. Imagine that. I'm still talking to you. But there's times that we have to shut our mouth and open our ears. God gave us two for a reason. And don't be selective. Listen to every single word and don't multitask. When you're sitting there listening, don't sit there and drift off to, oh my gosh, I've got dinner. I got to get this in. Or, oh my gosh, I've got to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't have time for this. We've all been there. We've all done that. Don't do that anymore. Or at least try not to do that as often. You're not going to be perfect. But you want to be able to incorporate this into your life because I promise you it's going to build your marriage. Otherwise, if you keep acting the way you are and you leave out the art of patience and you don't master this, your marriage is going to be very rocky. It's not going to be on solid ground. So number one, shut your mouth, open your ears. Number two, understand your spouse's perspective. Ugh, this one, none of us like. Why? Because we're selfish. What about me? You heard me mention that wonderful, you know, FM radio. WIIFM, what's in it for me? It's like, come on, what's in it for me? No. God sent his only son. Did he say, what's in it for me? No, he did not. He sent his only son to what? Die for us. He doesn't listen to that radio station. We're supposed to listen with God's heart. And that means we have to understand our spouse's perspective. An empathetic ear. We don't have to necessarily completely understand the whole situation, detail to detail to detail, but we need to listen to what? The feelings. Where are his or her emotions wrapped up? Is there something maybe that you can do to comfort, to bring comfort? But until you understand your spouse's perspective, you're listening with that, then yeah, it's not going to work. Patience will not be in your marriage. Number one, shut your mouth, open your ears. Number two, understand your spouse's perspective. And number three, love them where they're at. It's a no strings attached love, the unconditional love. All of what, whom God gives us. And it's not for us to sit here and say, oh, well, I can't fulfill this. Are you kidding me? There's no way I can live up to this. Oh, yes, you can. But no, you can't do it alone. God says you have to do it with me. You have to let me. So you know that argument that I was having with my husband? And yeah, it kind of was an argument. I mean, not really, because it wasn't like, well, I'm right and you're wrong. It was like, well, let's do this. Well, no, we shouldn't have to do it this way. Well, I think we should do it this way. But if we do it that way, okay, that was the back and forth. And eventually he just did something and took action. I'm like, yes, finally. But in between all of that, I said a prayer. I said, Lord, help me here. I'm getting a little bit heated myself. And I know it's not me. But it's so easy to personalize it. When your husband comes home from work and he just wants to just power down because he's been on fire all day long. Questions coming at him left and right. He always has to do something. He has to make 200 decisions in a day. He comes home, guess what? He wants to power down. He wants to decompress. He wants to be alone. Now, some women say, but wait a minute, I've been home with the kids all day. I work too. What about me? I get it. But we all have something that we need. And if we don't come and serve through patience, we're not going to get through marriage. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love them where they're at. No strings attached. Let me ask you this tough question, which I have to remind myself. I'm not telling you anything that I don't practice. And it really does help put into perspective, for me personally, the magnitude. I have to ask myself, would God, if he was standing right here before me, if Jesus was walking back on this earth, how would he respond? What would he say? Would I sit here and just kind of yell at him if we were having this heated discussion? Or I would just, listen and understand his perspective. Even if he was, you know, saying, oh, pointing fingers at me, sister, girl, child, daughter, I have told you over and over and over again. Would you sit there and just like go all off? Or would you be a little more reserved, a little more patient, and listen with an open mind? Shutting the mouth and opening up the ears. Understanding his perspective. We need to ask God to give us that art of patience, to help us practice it every single day. And I'm telling you, yesterday, oh my goodness, talk about fumbles. It was a day of Christiane make mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. And I was like, gosh, I'm batting 1,000 here. Great for somebody who just wants to be mad all the time, but not how I want to live my life and to have the marriage. And so I had to come to grips with that. And I'm sharing it with you. We have to be able to gain this art of patience, and you do it because you're going to listen with God's heart. Maybe you want help with this. It's not easy. I'm telling you, it is not easy. Can it be done? Yes, it can. I've done it. And I haven't just done it once. It's happened multiple and multiple and multiple and multiple times. Remember, my husband came to me and said, I've fallen out of love. I still don't understand how in that moment I didn't just sit here and just like go off on him. I didn't. In fact, I was very calm about it Maybe it was because I was in total shock. But you see, later on down the line, as I continued to walk the journey, as I continued to work on who I was in Christ, what God was revealing in my heart, my shortcomings, where I needed to work. Do you notice all of this? It's turned on what? Me. I realized that I'm sometimes not very patient with myself. And that's something that we all need to work on. We need to listen with God's heart. We need to be patient. If you want help with this, if you're struggling in this area, I totally understand. But you can. There are strategies and tools you can put into place. I utilized them yesterday. Otherwise, I think I probably would have been yelling at him even louder. Now, I wasn't yelling that loud. And I do have a child to, you know, if I had to put her on the stand and say, this is what happened. But it wasn't that crazy. But you could tell it was a definitely heated discussion. It wasn't a full-blown out, you know, argument. But it calmed down once when I realized. Did he so much realize? Don't think so. But guess what? That's not for me to point fingers at him. I only control me. So the art of patience starts with you. You carry that. You must model it in your marriage. I promise you, it'll be noticed. If you want some help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Coaching can be kind of a scary thing. Some people love it, or some people have never had the experience. This allows you the experience. It's an actual coaching call. And so you fill out that little form, it comes to me, and we set up a time for us to chat. Don't wait. You want to build a strong foundation in your marriage? Click on that link, take aim. Let's get the conversation going. The art of patience is possible, but it starts by listening with God's heart. Are you ready to challenge yourself today? Are you ready to shut your mouth and open those ears? Are you truly ready to understand your spouse's perspective and be able to love them where they're at? That's what you're asked, and that's what you're called to do. Go make it an incredible weekend. Have some fun too. Smile a lot. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.